Dan, a frustrating afternoon.
Yeah, I think so. We conceded a really poor goal, and unfortunately, when you do that, you're always susceptible to losing. And no matter how hard you try, and we tried very hard second half, we just couldn't find a way back into the game.
Did Josh see it late? Because it seemed like it wasn't a cleanly struck shot.
No, I don't think it was. I don't think it was Josh's fault. It was our fault. We were set up from dealing with their throw-ons, and we allowed the first entry into the box too easily. We should have won there, off the front, and we didn't. And then we just allowed the ball to go to their centre forward's feet, and he's got three players around him. He's turned us, carried him on his back, and hit into the bottom corner. So now it had to be stopped at source, which is disappointing because we, the conditions were difficult. First half, we didn't play anywhere near what we're capable of playing. Just lacked a bit of conviction in our play. Just too lightweight at times physically, and in difficult conditions against a physical team, we struggled to get a foothold in the game. We were much better second half. Obviously, the conditions were in our favour, and we had a lot of territory and a lot of chances, but wasn't able to find the goal that we needed to get back into it.
I know you're not the type to make the excuse of conditions, but it was clear that playing with the wind was an advantage because you were penned in first half, you penned them in largely second half.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, wasn't it? I think you're playing into a really strong wind and difficult conditions, but we live in England and we play in England, and this is what the weather brings, so you have to be good enough to cope with the conditions, and the best teams can, and today, first half, we couldn't.
Sean Raggett had a handball given against him, gets a yellow card. I don't understand how a player is parallel to the ground having his shirt pulled over his head. And
I've just seen it. I don't even know what to say to you. He got booked for that.
Yep.
I know. So it was an absolute... Just, you watch it. It's a Stonewall penalty.
Well,
it's,
we said it in commentary.
And the referee knows. The referee's saying that he's already said to their player about pulling his shirt, and yet he obviously watches it and blows his whistle, and then has that moment to make his mind up. He knows what he should do, and he hasn't. He's gone with the easy option, hasn't he? Which is frustrating for us, but we can't rely on anybody else but ourselves. You know, in life, nobody gives you a... You know, you have to do it yourself. If you want to be a successful person, you have to do it yourself. You can't expect or rely on other people. And We could blame referees, but that would be weak of us. Ultimately, we need to play for 90 minutes in the first half. We didn't have enough commitment in our display, I didn't think, first half.
Roach for Morecambe had an unbelievable game against you. Today, Flinders made, I think, the best save I've seen in real action all season.
Yeah, well, Jordan Maguire drew come on and got some good balls into the box. He's had a brilliant shot, hasn't it? It looks like it's going in, and it's a great save. Credit to him, that's what he's paid to do. And I think there was a few moments, wasn't there? A few times we got in behind them, and we were a threat from set pieces again, but we've got to be more of a threat in open play, that is for sure.
I must be frustrated, because I think when I talked to you briefly before the game, and I felt that you felt you've perhaps got that bit of momentum with that great result on Tuesday and performance on Tuesday, just to lose it briefly today is frustrating.
Yes, it is. It is, because we've been on a good run of five games unbeaten. But you look at the results again today, I think there's lots of draws and everybody beating everybody. And that is what this league is. It's a very, very tight league, very little between the teams. We're disappointed because we've really lost the game on conceding a soft goal. And we haven't conceded that many soft goals this season. But it wasn't just that. We've got to be more of an attacking threat in open play, and we had a lot of territory second half and some good chances, but we just need that a little bit of quality just to find the goal, and nearly had it with Jordan Maguire drew, and it was a great save, but we probably need more moments like that.
I was going to ask you about attacking threats, because last season one thing your team did was create a lot of chances and score a lot of chances. Haven't managed to do that. I know it's a step up in class and all those. Is it looking within your existing squad, or are you actively looking at any sort of players that might be available to you?
Well, we're always looking, but it's what is available to us here and now, and obviously we're restricted by a transfer window, and That limits our options as a consequence. But we will we'll keep looking, and if the right fit comes available, then we will obviously do what's necessary. But no, we changed our system twice in the game, and I thought once we went to the 4-3-3 and we kind of threw the kitchen sink at them, we looked a threat and probably did enough to get an equaliser, but it wasn't to be.
Finally, quick turnaround and Everton Tuesday night.
Everton Tuesday, yeah. So we've been training Monday, preparing for that game, and that's what it is. We've had two tough away games. We moved the squad around, and it's a good opportunity for people to play for their places on Tuesday.